and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
So hopefully just about everybody knows that we added a new member to the show, Azalea Hart. Good morning. How are you there?
She's there. Hello. Maybe not. But you know, that's
hello. It's the Golden Globes.
Ready. Tech. I'd like to accept this award. Azalea, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, there we go. Good morning.
Let me give you just a little background.
You did me dirty. My audio's not working. You did me dirty.
She has my own little Golden Globes.
You know, it's funny because you just moved into a new place.
You just got set up.
And then you got this new gig. So there's a lot going on there in your world. But you got some great responses yesterday on our Instagram. And we're so happy that you're with us.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for all of their supportive messages. And I have received a lot of love on Instagram as well. So thank you so much.
We need to know if you have love for Starbucks. Do you?
I do enjoy Starbucks.
Okay, so what do you usually
order? Iced caramel macchiato.
Oh, she's one of those, Jamar.
I'm one of those.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know what any of those drinks are. I just want the caffeine.
It's mainly milk-based, layered.
Okay, but you know what you want. You want the iced tea.
I want the iced tea.
With a
squeeze of lemon in there and one pump of sugar, that's it.
Yeah.
But what's a macchiato? What is it? I haven't gotten it yet. What is that?
It's more espresso, and then it's milk-based, and then you get caramel around. Really, I just want it because of the caramel. I'm not going to lie.
2,500 calories.
No judgment, please.
And we're going up.
Yep.
Don't coffee shame me.
I got to coffee shame you because these are all so delicious. Don't get me wrong. But when I hear this, you know, with people getting this building, and the more words, the more calories. That's how I equate it. I think to myself.
I'm sure the calories are
That was your
roof.
Calories for the day, Jamal.
Dude, it's crazy. It's like it's a coffee milkshake, essentially.
Yeah, it really is. It is. But they've got a spring menu out now.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're saying that it's officially spring because today they've rolled out their seasonal spring drinks right now, saying that today is the official start of spring. Now, let's be real. Spring, when does spring really, really start? What's like the first day of spring, calendar spring?
Oh, well, we put our clocks back in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so it's not even spring. It's still winter.
It's like March 14th or something like that. Yeah.
Yep. But right now, Starbucks is offering their March 2nd offerings, their Canadian spring-based drinks. They have exclusive brown sugar oat Americano, iced brown sugar oat milk shaken, and a whole new artisan charcuterie snack box.
What's in the snack box, did they say?
Oh, I guess like cut up meats and cheese. Let's just be real, right?
Okay. I like the apple with the peanut butter and the honey mixed together. That's a good one, with one egg. So, although I question the egg sometimes.
Says Starbucks, it's springtime. Says Mother Nature, not so fast.
Well, did you notice that you said Canadian menu?
Yeah.
Because we have to have a little glimmer of, I don't know, it's coming for the full-on spring menu that the United States will probably bring on, right?
This is their way of trying to give us a little pep talk. Is that what it is?
Hope? It's hope in a cup.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for the gesture, Starbucks. Thanks for letting us know that it is spring according to your calendar.
I miss Betty on Queen Street. I hope she's still there.
Oh, yeah. Azalea, Betty is our barista.
She's the best.
She knows exactly how to make each of our coffees.
She does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, one day soon we'll be back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Pisces.
Good morning, Pisces. Look out, Pisces. Somebody from your past could show up. Whether they appear to be in person, connect with you via social media, they might have news to share or may even be able to help you. Having made that contact, you may want them to stay in your circle. So, Pisces, be on the lookout for that connection. Your day is an 8.
Aquarius.
Take the next one, Jamar. My camera. It failed.
No problem. Aquarius, any decisions made now could impact on resources. Sometimes you may have to grab a bargain when you see it. If you have a desire to redecorate, there may be something on that or that offer that appeals to you, Aquarius. So look out for the offer. Your day is an 8.
Capricorn.
And Capricorn, today could find you struggling with your image, a goal, or thoughts about your place. It can be intense, but this may be pointing to the fact that you're running on old tracks. New options will enliven your thinking. So look out for those new options. And your day,
Capricorn. It looks like unleavened.
But it's unleavened. You're not bread, okay? You're actually a real person. Your day's a 7, Capricorn.
I like it when you do those. Maybe you should say, this is Jamar. Jamar's horoscopes and do something.
Jamar's horror.
Or, yeah, my phone froze. Sorry about that, everybody. But everyone sounds like they're having an above 6 day, which is good.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
Didn't we give away a bunch of Roombas like a couple of months ago?
We sure did.
Okay.
But we're not in control once they leave this station. What you do with your Roomba is what you do.
Good point.
How it acts when we're not around is not our situation.
You're right. We're not the programmers.
Right on.
So if you own a Roomba, you can text us 104536 if you've experienced this. People are complaining all over social media right now saying that their iRobot Roomba robot vacuums are acting like they're drunk. Like when they come off of the little base charging center.
Right.
You know, the thing after a couple months, it's mapped your whole house. So it knows every corner, knows where the chairs are. It knows not to bump into stuff. But now it looks like the Roombas, when they leave the charging center, it's like spinning and it's like...
It's running into the dining room table chairs over and over and over again.
So iRobot released a statement where they say, yeah, they know what's wrong. The problem is they released one of those downloadable updates that happens on your machine.
Right.
And there's a glitch. So it appears that your Roomba is intoxicated right now.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? That's what people say. Is my Roomba drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So over the next couple weeks, they'll be rolling out another update to sober up your vacuum.
But it tells you that there's software glitches all the time.
Yeah.
And it takes, they are called smart devices.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they, too, have a bad day. So when you do updates, I remember a long time ago when they told you about phone updates. I remember somebody saying to me, don't always update your phone because then there's a glitch in the phone. And I thought, well, then what am I supposed to do? Have you experienced that?
Man, let me tell you something. Those updates, you know, sometimes they're great because a lot of times there's a lot of times there's security updates. You know, some people don't, you know, they're not able to hack into your phone, or sometimes they make it a little bit faster. But every now and then you get an update that is just not compatible with other things you use. And it completely throws off your whole machine. Like, a lot of those updates that they force on you come at the worst time. Like, the other day when I was doing the house party, I was live on the radio getting ready to DJ for the entire city.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my machine said, okay, getting ready to update. I was like, no. No, 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 no. No update right now. No update right now.
Not now.
And it 100% shut down and started doing an update and said, okay, update done in 30 minutes. I'm like, I'm on in 10 minutes. What are you doing?
Isn't that something? And, you know, did you ever watch, if you guys are sci-fi, Miles, you might have seen this too, the 2001 A Space Odyssey. Did you? It's like they said, science fiction. But when things don't go right, Hal goes, I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. Okay. You know, when things, glitches happen, it's actually they're talking back to you, which is what the room is doing.
Yep.
I'm not quite okay today. I need to go in the corner, in the corner, in the corner, in the corner to feel better.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
People still trying to get their Zoom etiquette in order. Forgetting what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say. Let's just put it this way. F-bombs are never appropriate on most mediums, right?
Can't get when you can't get it going,
mm-hmm.
when you can't get that thing connected,
mm-hmm.
that's when you go, and you don't think anybody can hear you, but, you know, it happens.
Well, this politician let out a couple colorful words.
Oh.
And had to apologize. Take a listen.
Council taxpayers, a £30 discount, which I think...
What are you going on about?
Yeah.
Excuse me, who's online, please?
Can Councillor Randall be told to shut up when I'm speaking, please? It's not acceptable.
Earlier, I need to apologize to Darren Hill, I think. I was actually struggling with my 9-kilo... Moggy, the main coon, crawling up my brand new curtains that cost nearly £170.
He blamed it on his cat, who's crawling up his curtains.
Oh, so people thought he was yelling at them, and he was yelling at his cat climbing up the curtains.
So he says,
The cat is the reason.
Okay.
The cat is the reason he let out the F-bomb.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't be guaranteed of that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, Zoom gets everything. Can we just repeat after me? Zoom captures everything. Everything you're saying, everything you're seeing, right? Okay.
Right,
so
right.
Be careful.
Well, I got to tell you, my director, John Keffer, when he's doing the show sometimes during a commercial break, we'll be talking about the next segment. And it's not on Zoom, so he had to really send me a picture. But speaking of his cat jumps up on his head when he least expects it and sits on his head.
That's cool.
And so you hear the scream, ah! And it's the cat. So you cannot control your animals when you're on Zoom or doing a TV show.
Yes, but you could probably go viral. So let the animals do what they do, right?
That's right.
What the
f***
are you going on about?
It's not acceptable.
All right. Maybe put the cat in another room.
Yeah, maybe.
Before you
maybe
go on
that's
Zoom.
A good idea. Sure.
All right. Just something to think about today as you open up the laptop.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chump.
And for the 6:30 games, we have our two contestants ready to battle for a really, really cool prize this morning. Playing on Team Marilyn is Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm feeling that you sound like a winner. What do you think?
Oh, I wish I was a winner.
Okay, that's... we'll find out. Nicole's playing with Jamar. How are you feeling this morning, Nicole?
I'm good.
You're what?
I'm good.
You're good.
Very good. Okay,
yes,
good.
I'm nervous.
This is going to be a tough game. This is going to be tough. Okay, you are both going for a full platter of assortment of lots of candy from Cured Catering Toronto, delivered right to your door. So if you're watching a family movie or you're just watching television or the Marilyn Dennis Show, if you like, you can get this charcuterie board, and it's full of candy. They do other things, too, but you will get the candy charcuterie board, which looks delicious. So good luck.
Thank you.
The can shooter board, maybe, if you want to call it that.
The can shooter board. Very good. Yeah.
Today, you are playing Slow Jams. Slow Jams. We're going to go head-to-head. You must each identify three slowed-down songs. Whoever gets the most after both rounds wins the candy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Team Jamar first, I think. We're me and Nicole. Are you ready, Nicole?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, first song, it's slowed down. Let's see if you could identify the title of an artist. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in
love with me. Possibilities. I know what it is.
What is it?
Philip,
Diplo.
Wait,
what? Diplo? I don't know what you just said. Wait, who?
Title.
The title.
Oh.
It's my favorite song.
She came out the gates so sure of what she was going to say, but said nothing.
Diplo.
Oh, no. That's Dua Lipa. You were thinking Diplo, different artist. The song is called One Kiss.
Fall in love with me. Oh,
One Kiss. It's all
One Kiss.
No, you're fine. Don't be. You have two more questions to go. How about that?
Okay.
Next one. Ready or not, here I
come. You can't hide. The Fugees, Ready or Not.
There we go. On the board with the Fugees, Ready or Not.
Woo-hoo.
Nicely done. That's number two for you. Let's go on to number three. You can stand
under my umbrella. Rihanna.
wait, were we two people answering these questions?
With some help? But that's fine.
No.
She got number three. All right, so you got two out of the three.
Nicole, with some help from Kim. Kim, you're a solo on this, honey. Don't help anymore.
Oh, and I Nicole, didn't even hear her.
Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. So this is for you, Kim. Slow Jam, number one. What's the song? Wow.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah. Okay, Slow Jam number two.
I couldn't hear it.
Okay.
One more time.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, I can't hear it properly.
Okay, well, it's called My Life Would Suck Without You.
That's
as
Kelly,
they said.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, that's right.
All
here's
right.
Slow Jam number three. You got to get this. Again, people dying, children hurt, and you practice
practice what you preach.
No, it's called Where Is the Love? Kim, you gave it a good try. Nicole, you have won a full platter of assorted candy from Cured Catering Woo-hoo! Toronto delivered right to your door. Thank you both for playing and congratulations, so Nicole.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Sup? Good morning, everybody. Hey, Toronto blew up on TikTok yesterday. Because of a thing that people are using on the TTC. Maybe you've seen it. Text us at 104536 if you've seen this thing. It's like a, it's called the Koala Grip.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, tell me more.
And this little tool is like a little plastic thing that looks almost like the claws of a koala bear, how they have those little hooked claws.
Yeah.
And you use it so that you don't have to turn, so you don't have to touch the pipe or the bar
on
the pole on the TTC. So it's touchless, so you can hang on to the pole while the train is moving.
Oh.
But you don't have to touch it because obviously people are, you know, afraid of germs and stuff like that now.
Yeah,
so it's like a little blue thing. It has a handle and you just clip it to the pole of the train. And now you've got your grip. If the train starts rocking back and forth like it does all the time, you can hang on, not be thrown about, but you're not really touching the pole. It's like it's like a handle for the pole.
And then when you leave, you take your handle with you.
And you just go off to the next stop or to the next train or if you're transferring or whatever. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. But now you're talking to a person who loses more umbrellas
right.
than you can ever imagine. So I just said, what happened to my grip?
I know. You got to remember to take the grip with
take
you.
Take the grip with
take
you.
Take it with you. But it's cool. Right. And it just reminds you that, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of really cool devices and gadgets have maybe come about.
Yeah, I will say this just before I forget. Mm. I was thinking about this koala grip situation, and I thought about, you know, doorknobs, you know, that turn.
Sure, sure.
I like the ones that have levers now. I used to not like those, but now those come
in handy.
Because
you can just do it with the elbow, right?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right. It's just from my, like, just a short time ago, almost a year ago, none of these things mattered to us. Like, everyone touches the pole on the TTC, on the train, you know, you hit the turnstile or whatever, and it's like, we weren't thinking about germs, but now everyone is hyper-focused or hypersensitive about what we're touching and how many people before you have touched it. Have I sanitized after I touched it?
Well, I'll tell you, after using the washroom, you know, taking a paper towel, pulling the bar to open up the door, using my hip, and then I was really good at it at the station. I'm out of practice. And then tossing the towel into the garbage before the door closed.
I'll tell you another good one, that I saw that happen. When the pandemic started, we were living in a hotel because of all the craziness that was happening.
Oh, dear.
But the hotels installed on the doors these little foot things where instead of opening the door, you just take your foot, you hook your foot into it and pull the door open with your foot. It was ingenious. I was like, wow, this is a great innovation. I liked it.
Yeah, that's a good thing too. What about the smartphone, this UV thing?
Oh, the, what do you call it? The phone soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole nother one. I want to tell you about that right after this.
Okay. Baby,
wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Little gadgets because of the pandemic and everyone being obsessed over germs and not getting little diseases, things that we really didn't think about a year ago.
We just mindlessly went outside and, we tried to remember to wash our hands and cough into our, you know, into our elbow.
That was the biggest innovation, like cough into your elbow like you're Dracula, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, now we've gotten so far from that.
That should save us.
Yeah, right. Little do we know.
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn, what were you asking me a little bit ago about the one, you were asking me about one thing?
One thing that I like. About the hacks. I mean, I know people have brought in hacks, but something about dog bags or something. You're saying that at the top of the hour? Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are saying that the poop bags for like dog poop.
Yeah.
They're using them for everything now. Like, they're using them to open doors. They're using them when they touch a faucet, when they go wash their hands everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're little.
Because they're little. Yeah. So they're little. So they have multi-purpose. They just, you know, make you think about, you know, that thing.
Let me just tell you something. That reminds me of that story that I told you guys a while ago when I ordered something online from a very famous retail chain. Mm-hmm. And I put the pants on and I put my hand in the pocket and those bags were in there.
So a dog owner had bought the pants before you.
Probably walked with the dog, put the bag in. Why were they there?
And then returned the pants.
Exactly.
And then you bought the pants.
I did not buy the pants. I said, I can't deal with that. It's like finding hair in your spaghetti. Can't deal. What else do we have?
Do you remember when kids used to lick a pole, you know, say, hey, your tongue will stick to a
pole. That's a Christmas story.
I bet they'll never do that again.
Never, ever.
Because
ever.
Like we were telling you earlier, now people don't even want to touch the pole on a train. They've got this thing called the koala grip.
Yeah.
And it went viral because people in Toronto are using it.
Yeah.
It just grips along the pole. So you don't have to actually touch the pole. You just hold the handle, and then you can swing about on the train.
That's great.
As it
I
rocks
like
back and
it's
forth.
Like
I like
an
that.
Extender, but, you know.
Have you heard of the foam soap?
No, well, yeah, something about it, but I don't know how it works. Tell me
phone
about that.
Phone soap is not really soap. It's like okay. a little device that you put your smartphone into, and it shines a UV light onto the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And it says that it instantly kills all pathogens, viruses, bacteria, whatever.
Yeah.
And you put it in for a couple minutes, and you take it out, and then, boom, you have a clean phone.
And then what happens is, well, you know what you do?
What?
You put it back in your purse, and it starts all over again.
Exactly.
Because if you put that thing in your purse, and you just like, you know, that machine that they have to show all the germs and everything, that is so germy in there.
You know how germy purses are, right?
Terrible.
Yeah, the bottom of your purse. Ooh.
No, it's scary.
Pam's on the line. Pam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. We're talking about our favorite pandemic gadgets. What did you see?
We ordered takeout from a place in Orillia. Can I say where it was?
Absolutely.
A Thai plate. So we've ordered from there quite a few times. And what we noticed recently is that they have this little indicator beside the door that glows red. And they have a sign on the front door that says, don't pull the door, just wave in front of the indicator.
I love those things.
Oh, my gosh. So I think that every restaurant needs to have this because how many times do you order takeout to help these local businesses?
Right.
And you have to touch the door to go in.
So tell me, where is it located? So when I get out to the door because I'm picking up my order, it's right at the door?
Yes, it's right beside the door. There's a little indicator. It glows red. And then when you wave your hand in front of it, then it glows green and the door automatically opens for you.
That's fantastic.
So you don't have to touch the door. It's great.
Good.
Every business needs that.
I bet. Do you know what the name of the company of the who does that? Who are those people?
I don't know the company that does it, but I'm, you know, if anybody that could ask Thai plate where they got it, because they
we're
going to
be calling the Thai restaurant. No, we don't want the pad Thai. We want the hand wavy thing.
That's right.
No, the cashew chicken is the best.
Oh, I love cashew chicken.
I want the hand wavy thing. Thank you so much, Pam.
All right, that's
Thank
awesome.
You. Have a great day.
You too, Pam. That's great. I haven't had cashew chicken for a long time. That sounds really good.
Good stuff. Very good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know what I found? Like, I mean, it's not really a hack, but I mean, products in your house that are really useful.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Azalea, too, who's doing trending while Caitlin's away, I love dry shampoo.
I've heard about, what is dry shampoo?
It's
I've heard people talking
powder.
About this.
There's many companies have it. And, you know, some of them, they're really smelly. It smells like baby powder in some of the cases. I do Moroccan oil dry shampoo.
Yeah.
And what it does, it just, if you put it on the, like, right here. I'm going right
like
here.
Like on the scalp? See,
on the scalp. It just, and then you brush your hair, it gives it another 1 or 2 days of life. Especially when you work as hard as I do, blow drying my hair to make it right.
Sure.
For TV, I don't have to wash it every day and kind of style it. Dry shampoo is my new favorite product.
I've heard this in a couple conversations. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to sound like I didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, it's
I was
okay.
just like, oh, yeah,
it
dry shampoo.
It extends the life. We used to use it anyway, right? To extend, okay, you went to the hair salon and you went, I love this, what they did. So you wanted to extend it. But I'm now doing it like a lot.
That's
because
so funny.
I just want to make sure the hair looks as best as it can.
Azalea, tell us about your mask skeleton.
Jamar calls it a mask
she's
skeleton.
She's got an endoskeleton for her masks.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm the type of person that loves to wear lipstick and lip gloss. So, but I hate when I put on my mask and it always smudges.
Yeah.
So I bought these things on Amazon. I don't even actually know the name of them, but they're just a little insert that you put over your face into and then put on your mask. And it just kind of, I call it a lipstick saver.
Is it clear?
It's just, no, it's not clear. It's just plastic, but you don't see it. So it just kind of goes right over your nose. Like if you have a little bit of highlighter on your nose, your highlight's not going to mess up. Your lipstick's not going to mess up because you're going to have this mask skeleton and then you have your mask over it.
Do you have that in your apartment right now?
I don't have it, but I could send you the TikTok that I made about it.
You have to post it on Chum's Instagram because I want to.
Oh, I'll post it because I feel like everyone needs it. Men can use it too because it just helps you breathe.
It's like a mask frame.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where does it, but how does it attach itself?
Honestly, because the mask is over your mouth, it just kind of fits there.
I love it.
There are little loops on it that you could stick it in those masks that Jamar likes to wear, the disposable ones. You could stick it in the loops and it'll stay on.
Oh my gosh, that's good to know. Okay, thank you for that hack.
All the stuff that we were not even talking about a year ago.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Talk about a stroke of luck and a stroke of genetics at the same time. Two friends were bonding over the fact that they were both adopted. Cassandra and Julia, they met at the Russian Lady Bar in New Haven in Connecticut in around 2013. And they both bonded over this similar experience that they were both adopted from, you know, different sets of parents in the Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And people all of a sudden said, hey, you know, you guys kind of look alike. You know where this is going.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
No way.
They took the DNA test and they found out they were actually biological sisters. They were sisters. Like, they were actually from the same parents. And they just noticed over the course of their friendship that they just had so much in common, that they really, really liked talking to each other. And then the DNA test was proved that they were sisters.
So here's the deal. They meet each other randomly at a bar?
Yeah, they became friends after reading it, they were working at a bar.
They were working at a bar, and then this happened, and they go, oh,
they
yeah.
They both ended up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Both realized that they had a similar kind of background, and then they realized, oh my goodness, we are sisters. We've been separated by, you know, circumstances, put up for adoption, and now we just so happen to land in Connecticut at the same place.
I wonder, too, like, to the point where people are saying, hey, you guys are so much alike or look alike or whatever it is, that they said, you want, let's go find out. That takes a lot of courage. Do you really want to find out? And are you going to be happy with the answer? And they probably thought, yeah, we're not related, but it's kind of cool.
I'll tell you something. I took one of those DNA tests. Uh-huh. I took the Ancestry.com DNA test.
I know you did.
Yeah, I told you about that, right?
Yeah.
Man, has anyone else taken the Ancestry at all? None of you guys? It's so revealing. It really is revealing. It was one of the most interesting things I ever did. I was a little skeptic at first when I took it, and I was like, you know, this thing is probably, you know, they'd probably get a picture of me and be like, oh, yeah, we'll just tell him who he is based on what he looks like.
Yeah.
And I knew in my head a couple things. I said, all right, I know my background well enough in the fact that there was some variation there, that if they can't find this specific variation, my dad's family is Indian, mm-hmm. and my mother's family is, like, full African.
Uh-huh.
So I said, if this DNA text picks that up, I know it's, like, not bogus. I know it's true. And lo and behold, when it came back, it showed it, like, this side of your family is from India, this side of your family is African, and
wow.
It looks like you guys are all through Jamaica. It said that in the DNA test. All I did was spit into a cup. Now, of course, everyone's going, oh, no, your DNA is out there. Sure, it's also all over the campus of the University of Maryland, but, you know,
yeah.
I digress.
Yeah.
DNA is everywhere already.
Okay, but beyond that story, though, because I remember when you and I first chatted.
Yes.
When you did that, you also found out, because your dad had another family, you know, and you found a stepbrother around the corner.
I sure did. It's crazy. So to further the story, the DNA test cross-references your DNA with everybody that's taken the test in the whole pool, right?
Right.
And it told me that I matched up with this girl who was, like, way younger than me, but we had the same last name. And I was like, who is this? Like, who is this person that mm-hmm. has my last name? And it says within like 99% of accuracy, you are related to this person very, very, very closely, very confident. That's what the test said.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, who could this be? Who could this be? And I think, wow, my dad's first marriage.
Yeah.
So I emailed her and I was like, hey, looks like we are matched. And that's always a weird message to send somebody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she sent back, yeah, who are you? And I told her who I was, and uh-huh. she said who she was. And I said, who's your father? And she said the name, and I said, oh, that's my dad's first son.
And you had heard about that he would be married before.
Yeah, I knew that, but it was just in the back of my head. I didn't really consciously think about it.
Wow, and he didn't live very far from you.
10 minutes away.
That's crazy.
that was crazy. 10 minutes away in the next neighborhood.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
So it looks like, I guess, pop culture and entertainment is catching up to the awkward situations that have been created in the past.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what the Simpsons have done in a big change mm-hmm. in the characters that voice those animated people. You remember the Dr. Hibbert on The Simpsons?
You're more familiar with The Simpsons than I am.
Okay, Dr. Hibbert is the doctor. He's a black dude on The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. And it was always voiced by a different actor who's just not black, right? So that's a lot of the Simpsons characters have done that. You know, like even like the Quickie Mart guy. I think his name was is it Abu?
Yes,
Abu. Yeah,
that
Abu.
I knew that. That yeah, I knew. The, I don't he's, know why
he's,
I knew
a,
that,
he's yeah. an Indian, or yeah. it's a caricature, obviously, right. of what's should, supposed to be an Indian person.
Yeah,
probably not voiced by an Indian person. When you think about it now, it's awkward. Well, yeah. they've got a new voice of Dr. Hibbert. He's a guy named Kevin Richardson. Take a listen to what he has to say about that new iconic recasting.
It's always been somewhat colorblind to us, you know, because there's so many different varieties of nationalities in voiceover. And, you know, you'll find, oh gosh, Asian playing black, black playing white, adult women playing children. I myself playing a troll. I play a tree. For God's sakes, and Guardians of the Galaxy, you know. So it's just this evolution that we're watching happen is pretty remarkable. It is wonderful to be a part of that.
Can you do the Doctor? Can you give us a line from the Doctor?
Can, go on, a little bit.
Well, let's see if this will get you through medical school. You know, that's basically.
Now, previous to all that, there's a guy named Harry Shearer who's been around for a long time, comedian, writer.
Yeah.
And he was doing, for The Simpsons, the following characters. Okay, ready? Providing the voices for the characters, including Mr. Burns, Waylon Smithers, Principal Skinner, Ned Flanders, Reverend Lovejoy,
oh, yeah.
Kent Brockman, and Dr. Hibbert.
That's great.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but that's, you know, we get these emails sometimes. I know you do, too, about going to these voice academies and doing different accents and things like that. But now, not appropriate.
It's like there's a middle ground there. I don't want to say middle ground, but there's a point where it's funny, and there's a point where it's just like outright offensive. For example, the guy who you spoke to a couple months ago who's now the voice of Bugs Bunny. He's from Toronto. He's from Scarborough.
Yes.
He's actually an Asian gentleman.
Yes.
Now, Bugs Bunny isn't really racially specific.
No.
So that kind of makes sense, but anyone who could just do a Bugs Bunny voice or just imitate the original Bugs Bunny, that'll work. But when you have a character that is specifically from a certain culture and you have someone imitating it.
And it's in a person form.
At one point, it might be a little offensive. Yeah. And then another point, it's like, why not give someone from the culture a chance to do that character, right?
Yeah, right,
you
right.
know, so.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
Good for him. He has a good, he really, I loved what he said at the very beginning about, you know, black playing white playing this, women playing little girls, you know, that really says a lot right there that it's everything and everybody when you're representing a person.
100%.
Yeah.
He also is the voice of Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, if you are familiar with it.
I haven't seen that yet, but
Groot.
I will.
He just basically says Groot every other word. I am Groot. I love Groot. He just says Groot all the time.
Okay. Gets paid millions of dollars to say that.
All right. Well, let's see if this will get you through medical school.
That's great.
That's an awesome story, though. And Harry Shearer is doing okay. Listen, have you ever seen Spinal Tap?
No, never.
You do me a favor? It's a cult favorite.
I need to see that.
And Miles, that includes you. And so you as
turn it up to 11.
11.
Oh, I'm missing the reference.
That's okay. No. That's one of the best lines from there. But Harry Shearer wrote and starred in that movie.
Oh, that's what's
as
up.
Well as Christopher Guest. Anyway, enjoy that one.
Very
that's
cool.
a throwback.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Chum 104.5's birthday jackpot.
And it is great to talk to Cheryl this morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Morning.
Happy April birthday to you. You just won $500.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, that was fast. That's coming up next month. The question is, what day is your birthday?
April 29th.
All right. We're looking for the 29th birthday jackpot. You know, we had two winners yesterday of $5,000.
I just said, I hope I'm the third in a row.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. We hope that for
my
you,
my eyes
too.
On the 29. I'm looking at it. All right, it's coming around. It's coming around. Just passed. Okay, it's coming around. Another full spin. Let's see if it comes. 20, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What is it?
27.
No way.
I swear. I'm looking at it right now. 27.
Wow.
I saw the 29 coming back around.
So close.
Not enough elbow grease.
So close. Well, listen, $500 is yours. How are you going to spend it?
I maybe go skiing.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Where are you going to go?
Blue Mountain, I think.
I think I'm going to do the same. I'm a snowboarder.
Yeah, I'm a snowboarder. Yeah, I'm a snowboarder too.
You are? Oh, good. You're cool. You're even cooler than I thought. All right, great.
You need to get out there, Jamar.
I really do.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Maybe I'll hit up one of those spots very soon. All right, cool.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your 500.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Do you see what's going on in this news cycle, Marilyn? Like, it seems like there's all these stories of people doing, like, when the pandemic first started, it was all these things about, oh, my God, look who got caught on Zoom with their pants down and rah, yeah. rah, rah, ray, ray, ray.
Pretty simple stuff.
Right. But it's happening all over again.
Yeah. And to probably the detriment of somebody else's health.
Okay. A doctor had a court date because of a traffic violation. Guess what? It's just like you and me. We all have those court dates, and sometimes we can't make them. Sometimes there are conflicts of schedule.
And now that we're in a pandemic, we don't go to the court anymore. We do it over Zoom.
Right. Well, this doctor figured he could kill two birds, not patients, two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. He appeared on his Zoom court date while he was in the middle of operating on a patient.
He's a cosmetic surgeon, and there's another doctor standing by assisting him.
Let's take a listen to that.
So unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing a defendant that's in the middle of an operating room appearing to be actively engaged in providing services to a patient. Is that correct, Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
Or what should I say Dr. Green, but I don't know
okay.
that.
Okay, that's
so,
okay.
I do not feel comfortable for the welfare of a patient if you're in the process of operating that I would put on a trial, notwithstanding the fact that the officer's here today.
What's, sir, I have another surgeon right here who's doing the surgery with me, so I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery also.
Okay, now let me tell you something. When he gave the oath, which you do, you know, I'm going to tell the truth. The hand went up, but it was bloody because he's operating. But why? What do you think? Why do you think he got a ticket? What do you think was the problem when he got the ticket?
Oh, you're talking about the actual doctor, what his infraction was?
That's right.
I'm guessing it was a speeding ticket.
Distracted driving.
That's classic. That's great. That's great.
So
that couldn't be more perfect.
Really? So I just, you know, like Jim and I saw that and he looked at me because, you know, he works, you know, at the hospital. Sure. He goes, are you kidding me? So good for the judge to say, you know what? Well, I don't feel comfortable.
Well,
about
think about
this.
The implications. If something yeah. happened to that patient, oh. they'd have to pull the judge in for, you know, his, what's the word?
Negligence.
Negligence, maybe. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's an invasion of privacy for the patient.
Let's just face it on this one. Human beings, for the most part, cannot multitask. Clearly.
Right.
So, I mean, this is just, I mean, when I found it was distracted driving, I said, okay, that's too ironic.
Can you imagine
Leave it.
The judge dropping a gavel in the middle of someone's surgery and then the doctor kind of jump
yeah.
in
yeah,
the middle
right.
of making a cut?
Right.
That wouldn't go very well. There was a doctor who was getting really famous on Instagram, who was doing all his plastic surgeries on Instagram, like live, like really invasive plastic surgeries too. What was it? Dr. Miami. Anybody remember that guy?
No.
Dr. Miami. His Instagram handle was, I think, The Real Dr. Miami.
Okay.
And he was doing these, like tummy tucks, like life
on Instagram?
Live on Instagram. Wow. I mean, he's playing like hip-hop music in the background, and he's just like, you know, move, get out the way, and he's like slicing away and like jabbing. It was just very, very...
He's not doing that anymore, is he?
I don't know. I'm not watching it anymore. That's for
sure. Yeah. Well, that's weird. I just find that weird. And, you know, what I thought when I looked at that guy, how arrogant are you? You know, because the patient can't speak for themselves. No, you need to pay attention to me. Thank you very much. Pay your ticket later. And sure. By the way, just pay your ticket.
Right.
You can afford it.
Match. Game.
Hey, Kathy.
Kathy, paging Kathy. What's Kathy? Kath?
Kathy,
are you there?
Kathy, come in.
Yep, I'm here.
Are you cleaning out your car?
Yeah.
Kathy, you are clear for landing.
Yeah.
Clear for landing.
You ready to play match game?
I'm ready.
$600. Who are you going to choose, Jamar or myself?
Marilyn.
Okay.
You're selected, Marilyn.
Good luck, Kathy.
Thank you.
Marilyn is running down the hall. Okay, she's gone. All right, Kathy, $600. You know how to play this game?
I do.
Get a match. Let's do it.
All right, Kathy, 15 seconds on the clock as soon as I give you the first word. This morning, the first word is character.
Character sketch. Character play. Character. Character voice. Character comedy. Character.
I need an answer.
I'll go with character sketch.
Answer locked.
Come on in, Marilyn. Marilyn, come on in. Come in. There she goes. Look up. Headphones. Switch okay. on. There we go.
Here we are.
Marilyn, the first word today is character. What's your second word?
Oh, character. Character actor. Character. Where are you from, Miles?
How long have you got?
I'm going to say character actor.
Locking it in?
Yep.
Answer locked. What'd she say?
Kathy, what did you say?
Sketch.
Character sketch. I think if people...
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one. You know, I look at some actors and I go, you know, that person's really not well known, but they're in a lot of movies. They're a character actor. Ooh. What are other people saying?
Some good ones are coming in.
All
My choice would have been character witness. That one's coming in a lot.
Oh,
a lot of
hot.
People say that in trials. Yeah. The character witness. Character trait.
Okay.
Character builder.
Character builder. Don't know that one.
You are engaging in character assassination.
Wow,
don't
that's
do that
deep.
To me.
That's dark.
That is a big
one. Yeah.
Character flaw.
Character flaw is a good one.
We all have
like
one of those.
Uh-huh.
That's about it. That's about it.
Well, we're going up to $700 tomorrow. Sorry, Kath.
That's okay.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Gosh. That was
fun
a tough... It was fun. Okay, I hope everything's okay with the car. Okay, you too.
Nothing like a loss for character building.
Character building.
Right.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
And joining us to update us on the trends of the morning, our new trending reporter, Azalea Hart.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Now, Taylor Swift versus Netflix. She's the wrong girl to mess with. She called out the new Netflix show, Ginny and Georgia, for a joke that they made at her expense. In episode 10, Ginny says to Georgia, who's her mom, by the way, in the show, "What do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift." So yesterday, after that hashtag respect Taylor started trending, Taylor took to Twitter and tweeted, "Hey, Ginny and Georgia, 2010 called, and it wanted a lazy, deeply sexist joke back. How about we stop degrading and hardworking women by defining this swear word as funny?" She ended the tweet reminding Netflix of her documentary, Miss Americana, that she released on Netflix last year, and continued on saying, "Also Netflix, after Miss Americana, this outfit doesn't look cute on you. Happy Women's History Month, I guess."
Wow.
Very poignant takedown by Taylor Swift. I mean, she hit everything there. That is a lazy joke. It's an old joke.
It's such a lazy joke. Probably written by a man. Anyway.
And it's a joke that we already know is not cool because, I mean, look at what we were talking about with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, dragging women for, you know, things that are going on in their personal life.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Taylor's in her 20s. She's doing what women in their 20s do, date.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Except we know more about it than most people, right? So people are so judgy. All right.
Exactly.
All right.
Moving on to another pop star. The story continues to unravel around the story of Lady Gaga's dogs. But Ryan Fisher, the dog walker who was shot, has broken his silence on Instagram. He posted two photos of himself in his hospital bed and a very, very lengthy caption. He recalled feeling like an angel had laid next to him while he was lying on the sidewalk. And he said that made his panicked screams calm down. He went on to say that he cradled Asia, who was the other bulldog that got away, and apologized to her for not being able to defend her brothers. He shared his gratitude for all the immense and intense love that he's felt around the planet and shared that he can't wait to be reunited with Koji, Gustav, and Asia for kisses, licks, and maybe even an excitement pee. So I'm happy that he is in better, like,
there's a
hopes.
Guy that really loves those dogs. Yeah.
Yes. You know you love them when you want that excitement pee.
He loves the game. Right? He
That's
likes the game.
Very cute. Okay, what a terrible thing, but oh my gosh, it's turning itself around a little bit. Hope he's better. And you know, Lady Gaga, as you mentioned yesterday, is paying for his hospital bills and stuff, so that's great.
Yes, she is.
Good Lord, what a crazy world. Last week when I was gone, that happened, and then Tiger Woods, huh?
Yeah.
And so on Sunday when they did the golf tournament, everybody wore red shirts, and he was watching from the hospital bed. So there's, even though it was almost a tragedy, some people are really showing their support to those people. That's great.
That's what's up.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
The wheels are hot.
They are, especially yesterday.
Yeah, two $5,000 winners. Richie Favreau, who plays at 11 o'clock birthday jackpot, got a $5,000 winner.
And then we thought, well, we can live off of that. That's fantastic. This is great. But then something else happened.
Ashley Greco, another 5Gs. Take a listen.
No! It's spinning. When's your birthday, Ashley?
The 22nd.
22nd of April?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I gave it a big spin. Still going.
You got muscles.
22nd. Okay, that just went around. I see it going around again, but it's still spinning. It's okay. We're at 5, 10, 11, 12, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22!
No way. No way.
Okay, so one happened at 11, the next one happened at 1.
Yep.
Holy moly. And then Meredith Shaw sent a note and she said, well, at 4 o'clock, I'll do my best.
The pressure's on, right?
Yeah, the pressure's on. But the emails were going back and forth yesterday here at Chum. We were so excited. Two in a row, $5,000 winners. Not one, but two.
I wonder how many animals reacted to the high-pitched screams of Ashley Greco. There you go. Yep. There it is.
That's two. Do it again, Miles. That was
awesome.
That's awesome.
Puppies.
Well, we hope everybody's like, yeah.
Coyotes, dolphins. Like,
the animal world has reacted.
Speaking to us. Yeah. Love you, Ashley.
Chum 104.5.